So we don't know that this was the work of al-Qaeda, but the Casablanca bombings followed warnings by U.S. intelligence officials. The U.S. said that Osama bin Laden's network was ready to strike again in Africa, Asia, and elsewhere. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on what we know so far about al-Qaeda's operations.
On Monday, brazen attacks on residential compounds in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, killed 34, including 8 Americans. Friday night, suicide attackers killed 30 in Casablanca. Dr. Rosemary Hollis heads the Middle East program at London's Royal Institute of International Affairs. She says both operations bear the signature of al-Qaeda, a group she fears is widening its target base.
It was a multiple attack, several targets, well-coordinated, and going in with explosives, prepared to die in the process, and targeting those who could be associated with the West, but not necessarily straightforward American targets.
This week's attacks, if al-Qaeda had a hand in them, show a group with a pragmatic streak. They seem to be adapting in the face of an aggressive worldwide law enforcement counterpunch, which has netted several senior al-Qaeda operatives. Jessica Stern lectures on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
Although the group seems to be weakened, it's adapting to the new environment, looking for softer targets, looking for areas where law enforcement is less effective than it currently is in the United States. And I find the fact that this organization is so capable of adapting very troubling.
Continued disorder in Iraq and U.S. military occupation of a majority Muslim country, Stern says, are playing right into al-Qaeda's hands. As predicted, she says, European intelligence agencies see signs that al-Qaeda is using the U.S.-led war and its aftermath to reach a new kind of recruit.
Younger and more extreme, more converts, and in fact they're seeing women being brought in, albeit in secondary roles.
Intelligence experts have long suspected that al-Qaeda had a foothold in Morocco. Last year, Moroccan security officials arrested 3 Saudis and 7 Moroccans in an alleged plot to attack U.S. and British ships in the Strait of Gibraltar. Still, there's a possibility that the attacks in Morocco were from homegrown terrorists, Muslim fundamentalists reared in Casablanca's poor districts, equally angry with the royal family and Western power in general. Dr. Hollis says these groups may be ideologically, but not operationally, linked with al-Qaeda.
You have the further circle of potential sympathizers who are alienated and frustrated both with their domestic circumstances, but also with what they see as a collusion between local governments, local authorities, and the West. Writ large.
Beneath Morocco's sunny surface, experts agree, is a strong internal security force that keeps a tight clamp on any dissent and on Islamist fundamentalists. Just last month, the government canceled local elections out of fear Muslim fundamentalists were poised to win. That crackdown may now be backfiring. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.